Hi there, and welcome to Teaching in the Digital Age. I'm Frederica Gage, a special education teacher, and today I'm diving into something that's been on my mind a lot lately, how we use technology in the classroom and the ethical responsibilities that come with it. So let's be real. Tech is everywhere in education now. From interactive whiteboards to tablets, online platforms to coding kits like MicroBits, it's transforming how we teach and learn. But with all of that, we've also got some big questions to face. Let's start with something that should be a no-brainer: student privacy. Whenever we use apps or learning platforms, we're often sharing personal data, sometimes without really knowing where it goes. And that's a worry, especially for younger students or those with additional needs. As Hard and Jamieson 2005 highlight, tech isn't just about tools. It's about power, accountability, and making sure decisions are being made in the best interests of our learners, not tech companies. Then there's safeguarding. Just because learning is happening on a screen doesn't mean the risks go away. They just change. We have to think about what platforms kids are using, who has access to their information, and how we teach them to stay safe online. This ties in closely with digital citizenship. I've come to realize that being digitally literate isn't just knowing how to use tech. It's about understanding how to use it well. Hobbs 2017 talks about the value of getting students to create things like podcasts or videos. I love that idea, giving students a voice and building critical thinking. But we also need to help them navigate issues like online respect, misinformation, and the impact of their digital footprint. As post-human theorist Polsky, 2022, reminds us, our interactions with technology aren't neutral. They shape and reflect power dynamics. As teachers, we help students navigate these relationships with empathy and agency. Another issue that hits close to home for me is equity of access. I teach in a special education setting, and I've seen firsthand how powerful technology can be for students who need alternative ways to learn. But access isn't just about having a device. It's about having the support, the internet connection, and the training for both students and teachers. The Scottish Borders Inspire Learning Program, BBC 2022, Knox 2022, is a great example of trying to bridge that gap. Still, there's more to do to make sure no one is left behind, including those with special educational needs. Copley Woods, 2022, explains that many schools prefer Apple due to its ecosystem, but we must question if these choices exclude those without ongoing tech support at home. And what about the bigger picture? Futurists like Stock 2003, Polsky 2022, push us to think about how tech shapes who we are, how we relate to others, and how we imagine the future. Are we equipping young people with the ethical understanding they need to live in a world full of AI, surveillance, and digital inequality? So where has all this left me? I used to think digital literacy was about clicking the right buttons and knowing your way around software. But now I see it differently. For me, it's about reflection, responsibility, and making space for critical conversations in the classroom. As educators, we're not just teaching kids how to use tech, we're helping them understand the why behind it. That's all from me for today. Thanks for listening, and I hope this gave you something to think about when it comes to ethics, tech, and teaching. See you next time on Teaching in the Digital Age.